A new study shows Arctic sea ice may stabilize or even bounce back for brief periods in the coming decades. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
A new high-powered climate model came up with a more nuanced look at Arctic sea ice. Jennifer Kay is a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research at Boulder, Colorado, and an author of the study. She says the amount of the fluctuations in sea ice extent the model found were surprising.
This study basically suggests that sea ice is very responsive to the short-term fluctuations that exist. You know, if you have a 3 or 4 cold winters in the Arctic, you're going to get more sea ice. That's just the way that the sea ice will respond.
The model shows sea ice increases that are fairly large. Looking at 10-year time increments during this century, the sea ice increases were as large as the decreases. But Kay says the overall trend is still decreasing. And she says 50 or 60 years out, there's no escaping the loss of sea ice in the summer.
Sort of like bumps along the road, right? Like, you know that the overall slope is downward, but, you know, you might have to go up some hills to get down the hill.
Scientists used to talk about a possible tipping point for Arctic sea ice, but that theory is starting to lose favor. And this study seems to support the idea that there isn't a tipping point. Kay says the potential for a lot of variability in sea ice extent does have policy implications. For example, she says if you're a shipping company, it's important to know what the sea ice is going to do on short-term timescales.
If you're making a long-term business plan, it's probably a pretty good business plan that you're going to have more navigable Arctic waters in the future. But, you know, over the next 5 years, can you say that this year's conditions are going to look like next year's conditions, which are going to match the conditions in 5 years from now? That's going to be a lot harder thing to do.
The Arctic sea ice hit a record minimum in September 2007. It's extremely low again this year, hitting a new monthly record minimum in July. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.